This is Saturday, October 10th, 2009. It's now 1:14 p.m. Central Time, and we're going to be resuming the open session of the Pacifica National Board. My name is Grace Aaron. I'm the Interim Executive Director and the Board Chair. And Richard Uzel, our Secretary, is going to call the roll.
Nia Bediako.
Oh, present.
Carolyn Burton. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
A.C. Bird. Lucette King.
Present.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton. Fia Wangaza. Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joe Wanzala. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
Leslie.
Rico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rollins.
All right, Dr. Ryder.
Or Susan. Wendy Shrell. Susan Young.
Here.
Kevin Burton is here. David Beaton is here. I miss anybody? Sandra, not here? Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Now we'll take a look at the agenda, which was approved yesterday. Carolyn, did you reach LaVarne? Okay. Can somebody volunteer to go down to her room and see if she's in her room? Because her report is next on the agenda, the CFO report. Come over here and I'll tell you.
Grace, do you want me to go?
That was very audible.
Sorry. All right, let's look at the agenda. The next report was the next item on the agenda was the report of the interim chief financial officer. We'll take that up as soon as LaVarne gets here. We also have a report from Dwayne Bradley, the KPFT general manager. That has a time certain of 2:00. I don't believe he's here yet. Is he? No. Okay. All right. Next thing was an hour scheduled for programming, listenership, and fundraising, which was going to be an open board discussion. I think we should possibly delay that until we have a full hour to do it, unless you and it. Because LaVarne isn't here, we have to figure out what to do between now. It's 1:18 p.m. and 2:00, which is when we are going to have.
Has LaVarne been contacted? Does she know we're meeting in session?
No, Otis went.
Otis went down to her room to try to find her. She might have taken a walk.
Does anybody have her cell phone number? Could she be?
Yeah, we already called her and left a message.
All right.
Okay. So. Okay. So would someone like to move that we go on to the programming, listenership, and fundraising. Open board discussion.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection to that?
Can I ask a question? Do we discuss on what happens after that?
Then we go back. As soon as the Laverne comes in, I imagine we'll have the CFO report.
I think the question is the purpose of the discussion. Are we going to come up with some action plan or something?
Okay. Joe requested that this be on the agenda. I think it's a good idea. Is there a purpose to this, Joe? This programming, listenership, and fundraising open discussion?
Well, it's not a time-critical question. I thought it would be a good discussion to have in the context of the budget discussion, because it's tied to the question of our revenue stream and where is there's been some controversy at KPFK recently and at various stages over the years around the type of premiums you offer and whether they're on mission or not and so forth. So this is something that I think is kind of an elephant in the room issue that I don't know that there's a policy directive that can necessarily come out of it other than, you know, let's reaffirm the fundamental principles of Pacifica to be a platform for you know, a wide range of marginal voices. But I think that it's an important discussion to have. Now, in terms of prioritizing it,
yes,
as to time, it's a discussion we could certainly have at a different time, but it's certainly the will of the body as to what how we want to use our time.
Okay. Billy Ray?
Yes. Can I, you know, I stayed up last night, you know, for two reasons, you know. Two reasons I stayed up last night, and I was thinking that one of my goals to being here is to make sure or try to do everything that is possible to make Pacifica as solvent as possible. And I came up with a suggestion. And me and Sean came up with a suggestion last night. You know, we were up to about 4 or 5 o'clock this morning. The whole idea in fundraising, you know, I attended 2 PNB meetings, and I had an opportunity to listen to the radio station here in Texas, and I had a chance to listen to the radio station in New York. And I was saying to myself, you know, with the good programming that I heard on both of those stations, why not, as a fundraiser for the Pacifica Foundation, that for 5 days we have 5 stations. We'll take the best of everything at each station in a 24-hour period, and we start with KPFA, which was the first station, to WPFW, the last station, that they will put the best programming that's on that station that day and make it a marathon, sort of like, you know, to raise funds for the central fund to finance the central office. Everybody seemed to have a problem with central funding, you know, this kind of thing. We have the greatest archive in the world, but we also have in that archive stuff that we cannot play over the radio today, but it was played yesterday before 1985. There's a lot of things like the jerk, the howl. You can't play those things over the air now. And I was thinking that if we would have a soft sell pitch in a 5-day marathon and programming at all 5 stations, you'd have KPFA one day and KPFT the next day, all the way around the clock. When I was on the air, that was a mandate that you can be preempted any time. If you were on the air staff, you could be preempted at any time for just cause. And I'm sure that if you would totally program those radio stations, one radio station each day, so to give other people in other areas an opportunity to hear what I've heard in New York City and what I've heard down here in Houston, the best of, I think it would be a financial boom. I think the only premium that you should, well, you know, ask to sell is Sean, you tell him.
Okay. You can see me and Billy, we have a lot of fun at 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? And what Billy and I were talking about was first with his idea of bicycling around the whole network wide, one station per day that's played at all 5 stations. So, like you said, we start with KPFA the first day, and the whole network plays it, highlights the brilliance of our of what our brothers and sisters at KPFA are doing. The next day, it's KPFK, their best, until we go through all 5, so that our whole network and our listeners across the network get to hear what each of our stations are doing. The second idea that we came up with that you could do in coordination with this, or you could do separately. We have a huge archive of material that, like Billy said, you cannot play on today's air. It is taboo. So we said, why not take all this wonderful taboo material, put it on a four or five disc set, and I got news for you, folks. Think about when you were teenagers. Nothing sells like a taboo. And the minute we would start pitching this, saying, we've got Howl by Ginsberg, we've got The Jerk, we've got George Carlin, you know, in his famous remarks that went all the way to the Supreme Court. And we put that out as an offering. I bet you across the network, people just to hear what we got in our archives that we can't play on the air, we could sell thousands of them, okay? If not 500,000 if we use this premium throughout the network. So those are the two basic ideas. Celebrate the whole network by putting a station on a day across the network. And then two, putting together this most unique premium that you can't get anywhere else in the world, this forbidden premium, this taboo of the best of KPFK, or pardon me, of Pacifica, that you can't hear on Pacifica. Let's use the taboo to our benefit.
It's something to consider, to raise funds for the network. And I'm sure that, you know, you would probably raise $1 million.
Oh, I think so. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to going back to the CFO report on the agenda?
No.
Okay. And we'll pick up this discussion sometime later. LaVarne, are you ready to give us a CFO report? Okay, very good.
Oh, okay. LaVarne showed up right after we talked about taboo, so that's good. Okay.
I'll laugh in a minute.
You'll let them go. You'll let that go. Let that fly by. No?
What I was distributing is that we're working, of course, this is the 2010 budget we're working on. So we have, some of the budgets have been approved by the LSBs, and some of them we have reviewed in the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee. So what I have distributed are the reports that we have either reviewed some in the National Finance Committee, like with the national office, and we also have done the Pacifica Radio Archives, and we have the KPFK budget, which I'm not really sure the status in terms of the approval by the LSB, but we have reviewed it in the National Finance Committee, and then, of course, we have the star of the budget report, which is KPFT. So I've distributed that, and we, and what I'd like to do is just basically summarize, since I have been a little under the weather, as they say, But the doctor did allow me to fly, so I'm here. But what we've done is we've worked on the budget. We have reviewed, like I said, some of them in the Finance Committee. The others we're working on the PowerPoint back here. So basically what I've done is I just have a brief summary on terms of the national, in terms of where we are as a foundation. And basically I started writing my report earlier and then haven't really have some more to do on it. But basically the Pacifica Foundation is now in an era of accountability and sustainability with the 2010 budget. That is what our goal is to have a sustainable budget and one where there's accountability. And basically, you know, I've said that we have walked through this valley of let the enemy face the problems to come scenario, where senior management and all national boards up to the one that was seated in January of this year, 2009, chose to ignore the mounting financial instability of WBAI 99.5 FM and WPFW. And again, this is similar to what I've said in the past, is that the successful business model of the foundation, as laid out in the beginning of the foundation 60 years ago, is to raise funds through on-air drives to cover the cost of operations and to maintain reserves to cover the foundation during lean times. And the failure model, as supported by the previous national boards and accelerated by the first nationwide elected and seated board in 2004 and implemented at WBAI, is to borrow money initially from the foundation with no plans or promise to repay the loan. And basically, this is what I had stated in the past, and just to say where we've come at this point. And at this point, we have actually closed the books for the foundation with some adjustments that we still have to do at year end. Okay, very good. So let me just get my mouse here. So again, so this is basically where we are. I think we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't think it's a train. So, but again, as I've stated again, and I just want to say again, is that the model for success is on-air fundraising. And when you have on-air fundraising, you actually have to have a plan in order to produce the budget that you have actually, that you've actually said would happen. So this year, I think the board this year, along with the interim executive director, they have actually faced and attempted to put in place management and means in order to accomplish these fund drives, which are very important. And I can go from here to our preliminary results for this year. And I will go, oops, we don't want to see that one. I'll pull it up here. We have a, what we have here, I will go to the consolidated balance sheet, is that these are our preliminary numbers. Now, I just want to add, of course, is that the closing date that we have implemented, when I came in as the interim CFO on February the 1st, the closing was like almost any time after the third week in the month. And what we had done as a group, the business managers and myself, we had committed to moving the close date up to a time when we can get timely reports. Now, for some reason in September, that didn't happen, and we are investigating why was that. But we have been able to do this. And this time, of course, I demanded, and so our national office got through it, closed the books. It's based with one of the stations that always lags, that we close the books. We have told that person that this person had to have it done. So we did a preliminary close on the books, and that was the fifth workday of the month. So these are all preliminary numbers. And what I can do is I can first make sure that I keep my headers there so you can read the columns. And I'll do that right now. I'm using a new copy of Excel, so it actually allows me to do this. First I have to unfreeze them, and then I want to freeze these panes. Okay, so also the reason for bringing this here is that and prior to my time, I was told that a person didn't present numbers whose job it was to present numbers, so that's why I'm bringing you numbers, although they are preliminary. And this also, I've talked about the fact that we have a general ledger system, and we have a what we call a report writer that gives out reports from the general ledger system. But the unfortunate problem with this report is that it doesn't show the proper variances in terms of, it doesn't show that, it shows variances the same for revenue and expenses when it should be, when revenue, if it's better than budget, it's positive. But if it's worse than budget, it's negative. But expenses, if it's worse than budget, it's negative. And if it's just a reverse. So in order to present these, the person whose responsibility it is to get this report out would have to go in and make the changes. But since this is only the second or third day after close, I've gone in and tried to actually change some of the numbers that are not correct. So I will try to give you the correct number because, again, these are preliminary reports. So if we look at the numbers, this is for the foundation consolidated. You will see that here on, we go over to the report here at the top. We can see it here, October 2008 through September 2009. And this is the fiscal year 2009. So if we look at this line here, number 10, listener support, it shows that the actual revenue was $10.2 million. The budget was 10.6. So as I said, some of these signs are not going in the right direction right now, but we'll have to clean those up. But it shows that actually it's about $300,000 worse than budget for listener support. And then if we look at fiscal year 2008, which was the requirement that we needed to show comparison to prior year, we have that 2008, the revenue, listener support revenue was actually 12.6 million, you see it right here. Actually, you know, I can like zoom this a little bit. Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's on. I'm sorry. It's on the.
Yeah, just email that.
Okay, sure. You know, I'm not. Okay, I'd have to log on because I'm not logging. It's on the screen. Sorry. That's why. Let me see if I can zoom it a little bit. Oops. Okay. Here we are. Okay, let's take it. This is going to be really huge. Okay. And then see, you have the header there. But if we just go, if we go here to listener support, and you have October through September, again, it shows that the actual was 10.2 million. Can we see that? Okay, and the budget was 10.6 million. And so the difference is about $300,000. So again, this report writer, this is preliminary reports, report writer, you have to actually go in and change these, the signs on here, particularly on the revenue. And I've done it on some of the sheets. We can see that where I needed to look at those right away. So again, so listener support was about $300,000 worse than budget. If we move over to FY 2008, it shows that the listener support was actually $12.6 million. And the variance is actually a negative number. It's the variance, the negative variance year over year is we were down about $2.6 million in listener support. So those are the, in terms of where we are, year-to-date, preliminary numbers. We had a close date just this past Wednesday, which was the fifth workday, and this is what our preliminary number shows in terms of comparison to prior year. So I'll just go down to total revenue. Okay, we go down to total revenue. We have the actual revenue in 2008 was about $13.7 million. See that? And then we have the budget was 14.8. So the difference is a negative. We are $1.1 million worse than budget this year. And if we look at our actual year-to-date revenue in 2008, the total revenue was $17.8 million. So in 2009, we're actually down in total revenue by $4 million. So again, this reflects a lot in terms of the economy and in terms of the budget that was actually delivered last year, and that there were that there was basically, as the way I saw it, it was like doing business as usual without any changing of how you actually conduct your fund drives, no changes in terms of the other things in terms of how you can actually get additional revenue. So if you look at some of the revenue categories, like the subcarrier income revenue, it was actually, this is actually a positive number. It's actually $62,500 higher than 2008. And this really reflects a lot of work on parts of the general managers, like at PFW, and also on a part of our national office with Lynn Magnu, who has really supported this and and got potential subcarriers to hang with us while we were able to put in place. There was some startup costs that we had to put in place in order to get this revenue also. So that part, yeah, this is, like I said, this report writer is, you have to go in and actually make these changes, and I made some changes earlier this morning, but this is like the preliminary run, and when we send it out, it will be, the brackets will be correct, because that when it's sent out and corrected, then the brackets will be correct. I'm just trying to give you a preliminary look at what we have right now. So I just want to go and kind of hit on some of the other major variances this year, so you'll kind of know where we are compared to budget and year over year. So we looked at the revenue. We're about $1.1 million worse than budget. Year over year, like I said, we are actually, the number is $4.1 million lower than the prior year. And again, as the reasons we're in this economy near, where in terms of unemployment is steady or increasing, depends on the state that you're in, and also that it is finally, you can see the unemployment, as people have said, kind of going down to the middle and lower middle income level or middle level, where we get a lot of our support, I would believe. So that's what's kind of happening. In addition to the fact that in the budget there was no plan to actually do anything any different in terms of in the general managers until the changes that were made in May. And you'll see if you look at we'll look at BAI, you'll see that we actually improved in terms of in some of the revenue. But that's basically, and I'm going to go down just to total expenses and let you know where we are year over year there. As I scroll down here, we see local board expenses. And this is one of the areas that's been really good and that this board has been excellent, and I'd like to give acknowledgments to your chair that this information is not right. Let's just see. The number is supposed to, well, I'll have to look at that one, definitely. But if you look at the year-to-date in 2008, it shows 275. And this year, it was, I'm sorry. Yeah, this includes the lab election. If we just stop here, the national board expenses, this is what I'm looking for. The actual is about $104,000. The budget was $194,000. So this board actually performed your expenses. You kept them $90,000 better than your budget. So you all deserve a round of applause. Can you do better? No, never mind. And if you look at 2008, we had 115 versus 103. So we have about $12,000 better than 2008. But let me just go down to the total expenses because, again, I want to give you numbers. I know there have been remarks earlier about your CFO not giving you numbers. So on the total expenses, we can see that the actual expenses, let me not get down that far yet, were the actual expenses were $14.6 million. The budget was 14.2. So here you see the variance correct. It's you're $400,000 worse than budget. And if you look at year over year, actually your budget, your expenses, of course, have improved by $2 million. And so primarily the reason for the negative on compared to budget, we can just go down and look at some of the major categories here. And we saw where we're better than budget, which is in the national board expenses, where you're worse than budget would be in our election expenses are higher, and administrative expenses there are $225,000 worse. And the total board expenses, though, you're about $58,000 better when you add in the election expenses. So the total board expenses were still $58,000 better than budget. So that's where you're seeing your negatives, and the biggest negative, of course, is in total salaries and related expenses. Now let me just say that when you do your audit, salaries and those things are actually allocated to the area where they go into programming or operations. So you will be able to see exactly where the negative variances are. But again, the negative variance here we have in gross salaries, and we also had severance pay. So if we get down to the bottom line, I just want to get down to that to show, again, these are preliminary numbers, and I have to make sure the variance is going the right way, that our budget for income before central services, the budget was, here we have it right here. The budget was to have an income of $624,000. You actually had a loss of about $900,000. So that's a negative $1.5 million worse. So then if you add in your central services, which we'll put that in, and this number I have here is negative $900,000, the budget a positive $624,000. So the variance is $1.5 million. To the negative, right? Because again, this report writer does not change the better, worse than the columns, and you have to go in and make the changes oneself to do that. So it shows that we in terms of compared to budget, we really did not have a very successful performance against the budget. We show that in 2008. The net income was $1 million, but as we all point out, and with PFW, it actually, I believe, includes the, it recognizes revenue based on a gift. So that's one of the reasons for the $1 million net income. And then after you add in your what we call, this is a format we use with cash and capital, so you see that your surplus, your loss was actually $1 million. The budget was for a $500,000 income surplus, And so it's a, the variance is a negative $1.5 million. So that's what we'll have to look at and be able to explain as we get further into the year. But the major things, the revenue was down, salaries were up, the board itself held expenses down, and that contributed to our negative performance against the budget and to the fact that this budget in year actually produced a loss for the foundation. And we also have a preliminary balance sheet, and which is very, very preliminary because we have a lot of reconciliations that have to be done. And we have to look at not only, well, the reconciliations will give us in terms of how we have accrued for our various contract expenses. You know, we have rent, we have an expense at BAI called a master antenna. It's a quarterly payment. So until we can go in and actually look at those to make sure they're accrued, again, these numbers are preliminary. But what I will do is I will put up this preliminary balance sheet, and I will find that now. Okay, here we are, and I can. And this is, you don't have this either. This will be on the overhead, and I will try to zoom. I'll freeze this sheet here. Okay, and if we look at our numbers here, I'm trying to find our preliminary income numbers, and okay. Let me just give you the information. Okay, that I do have here. We were asked to provide, you know, what our cash position is, and what we have is. Just a second here. On our assets, let me push this up here. We have cash in bank, and this was as of September the 30th, 2009. So if we look at our cash position, and this led to a few conversations and emails over the last couple of days, but in our national office, Lynn Magno, again, she was able to rebucket those and put it in the right position. So if we look at the stations in terms of their cash positions, we see that KPFA on September 30th had almost $500,000 in unrestricted, another $475,000 in restricted. But also KPFA if I go to the other sheet just for a second, you see KPFA actually had a loss this year, so that will impact. I was trying to find that on here, and I can't seem to find it this year. So that will impact in terms of our net assets and liabilities for KPFA. But the other numbers that you were looking at, KPFK had unrestricted $240,000 right here. KPFT had $172,000 in unrestricted cash and about $23,000 and restricted. Now, when we look at these cash balances also, we always look at it in terms of we were trying to, at one point, was to maintain a certain level of reserves for each station, so in case there is some reason for either a bad fund drive or some catastrophe would happen, we would have the reserves to take care of the expenses. And KPFT is the station that has maintained this, and I think that's about 2.5 months of reserves, so that they've done really well. I'm sorry. 172. Well, it depends on what you include in there, but that's fine. But they have maintained the reserves. And WBAI, surprisingly, there was $54,000 in cash at the end of September. And the reason I say that is that WBAI, we have had really successful fund drives, but due to the layoffs back in November, staff was cut in terms of responsibilities were not moved over to other people in terms of being aware of the expanded responsibilities for like two people versus, you know, six or seven people. And quite frankly, in the finance area, you know, you have a business manager who's doing both finance and working premiums are the database. And then, whereas at other stations, you'll have like four people maybe with premiums and another at least two, especially a large station in finance. So what we're, and the reason for saying that is that we were able to, like, generate really large fund drives, the last two major fund drives, but now what we're working on is on the fulfillment of those fund drives, and we've been able to address that issue now that we have someone who's, like, is now the database manager, and we have recognized some of the issues. And just briefly, some of the issues that we will address this year in talking with the business, with the general managers, is the fulfillment part where we were getting where people would call in, pledge on their credit cards, and it would go no place because in some cases people would put in their expiration date as 5 years prior to today's date. So little things like that, and they were just kind of put into a holding account without being addressed. So if we, that's one of the things that all stations need to address. And we also have used, like KPFT and KPFK, have used a fulfillment, sort of a fulfillment house or a call center where they will call either lapsed subscribers or subscribers who have pledged and have not fulfilled their pledge if it's, you know, within a recent time. So again, just saying that those are some of the things, you see the issue, those are some of the things that we're putting in place to address them, and especially at WBAI. And WPFW, they had 55,000, over 55,000, but they had 200,000 in restricted, and that was part of their gift that they were given for after the it was like a gift of $1 million, but as you see, we've only collected $200,000 in cash. So, and I think there were two payments that should have been made, like at the end of last year and maybe the other year, that were not paid. So, with our auditor, PMB, that's an issue that we definitely have to address to determine if the commitment is still there, and that's one of the issues, and that's one of the reasons why, in trying to get this closed done quickly, we can start addressing the audit issues. So just on a total line there, you know, Pacifica Radio Archives, they have cash too. And the National Office, which usually has this huge balance, of course, is very low because when the stations cannot meet commitments like health and payroll even, and, you know, Democracy Now!, and they're not paying their central services, then the National Office use all of their reserves to make sure that, you know, people are their health benefits are paid, and the other things that are commitments by the foundation, like Democracy Now!, you know, those things have to be done. So on a total basis, we had $1 million in cash and over 800,000 in restricted cash. So I think those were some of the major things. And since we are, like I said, this is all preliminary. In terms of pledges and other receivables, you can see these are high, and this is the plan to WBAI to really address those. And again, we're doing this through a call center that T and that A have used in the past. In fact, BAI, we've signed the contract, and plus we have commitments from our they're actually programmers, on-air programmers. We find that when they call the pledges, the subscribers, they're able to, like, really, you know, be effective. And I was a little effective myself, too, when I addressed it. But I'm not going to brag. So these are all, again, preliminary. And we have, like, the interesting things on here. You know, some people used to say when I was on another board, they would say finance is boring. But I think it's exciting. And we have... like our premium year-end inventory, that's really, really, really something we have to address. And I see that Lynn has taken out the long-term grants receivable, this line here, the almost $771,000, and we really have to address that, determine the viability of that pledge. And we know Dr. Grant, we know that he has promised this, and we believe and we accept that this is just not that viable, but how we treat it on the balance sheet. The pledge is viable. It's just how you treat the pledge on the balance sheet, and that's what we have to address. So In terms of net assets and liabilities, net, we see BAI has a negative number, and that's this is what has built up over the years, and this is what has been addressed by this current board and this chair, is to go into BAI and start to implement some changes to make this this go away. And yeah, we have the unrestricted FY 2009 net income. The line is here. KPFA, the preliminary number is a loss of over $500,000. K had a surplus of over $200,000. KPFT came in at $14,000, very good. BAI has actually a loss of $436,000, and it would have been much higher, let me tell you. But we were able to stop some of that. In fact, we were even able to give an advance on central services to the national office in September. That was just last month, of this year. PFW had a loss, so we have a new management in there, too. They're also addressing the issues there. PAR had a small loss because, actually, the Pacifica Radio Archives only had one day of fundraising versus this year we have 2 days in there. And so on a year-to-date basis, again, you see this number of a loss of over $800,000. So basically just trying to touch on some of the lines there. If anyone else has a question about any of these lines and you can see it, you can raise your hand now. Susan?
The questions I have are bottom line questions. One is, it seems to me that we were very close 2000 to budget on for expenses, but the real drop from 08 to 09 was on the revenue side, and 2.4 million of that was listener, and 1.7 million was other stuff. I've got two sets of questions. One, for the 1.7 million, is a part of that because we didn't get the Dr. Leonard? In other words, we had a $1 million pledge the prior year that all got reflected in that year, and so that would have been part of the $17 million, but we didn't get such a pledge this year regardless of whether it's realistic, so that takes us down $1 million right there.
Oh yeah, it was recognized in the prior year.
Understood. I realize,
right,
it's different from actually receiving
exactly.
The cash. The second thing is, we had $2.4 million reduction in listener generated revenues. Do you know whether we had the same, more, or fewer fund drive days across the system to generate that?
Jamie at one time had fund drive days. I don't have that here in my report.
I would request that we look at that as a system.
We have the numbers. I just don't have it.
Sure.
Yeah, we have those numbers. In fact, we have numbers that come out of MIMSIS, then we have numbers that people know the numbers. So, but we do have that information.
And I believe that at KPFT, we've actually had the same number or maybe more. I'm not sure. But
of fund drive days?
Yeah, we're at 60.
Which is very good, because at some stations, like at BEI, it was up to almost 100. And I think we did this year, Jamie might correct me, was it 92? Yes, Jamie. I'm sorry, George. I just wanted him to correct me. I thought the number was 92 or 94, but which was the same from the prior year.
How much of the $500,000 deficit at KPFA was a result of not having made the staff corrections that were requested in the budget?
I can bring their report up, and we can actually look at it. Some of these tabs, some of them I actually went in and was able to correct those numbers, so I can really see what the number was, except on the national. Okay, so if we look at KPFA, and I will zoom this, 150. Okay, so if we look at look at revenue, here, October, listener support was, the actual was actually 2.9, and the budget was 2.8. Now, KPFA actually did fundraising in September, and I don't believe they fundraised in September of last year. So that's one of the reasons they were able, I believe, to catch up on revenue. But if you look at the I did go in incorrectly. So if you look at the revenue for KPFA, you have it was about 3.8 million, and the budget was about 4.1. So the difference, that's $300,000 right there in the negative compared to budget. And if you look at the listener support line alone, actually they were about right on. So I think that if you look at this line here, this donations line, but this can just be like reclassifying. So we really don't know unless you look at the individual pledges and what was done here, whether that difference is really should have gone. The budget and donations were too high. The budgets are too high in donations versus listener support. So if you add the two together, you'll see the difference there of about about $150,000 or so, or $160,000. So again, the revenue is part of it. So if you want to go down to salaries here, you have it right here in front of you. It's the salaries were 1.8, the budget was 1.6. So the difference is $240,000, in fact.
And there was $400,000 less total gifts, I guess there were, money raised not online, that is not on the air. What was that due to? Do you have any idea why what the fall off was about? It's not just for KPFA.
Right.
I think this is a figure for the whole.
Yeah, if we kind of look at them on the variance there, we see for some reason on the grants income, that was supposed to be addressed, but if you add the two together, that's like 58. So the difference there was about 80,000. And I know that the plan there was that with CPB, there was a failure to recognize, I think, the minority distribution on the board, and that was supposed to be addressed by KPFA. So now what we'll have to do is really we'll have to help address it from the national office. So we can see part of that. And the other part is just in terms of we have, and which is the same thing that happened with KPF, with the national office. You know, their interest income was a lot lower because interest rates are like zero. So that's part of it. The budget was 61, and it came in at 86. So that's also part of it. But if we really go to the other parts of it, like you're saying, the salaries, you have a difference of just in gross salaries alone of 240. So the total difference, we had consultants. That line for KPFA, it came in at 116. The budget was 14, so that's over $100,000 in consultants at KPFA. And so the total there is on salaries and related is $300,000.
Okay, thank you. Leslie, I'll allow you to ask a question, but then after that, we have a time certain of 2 o'clock for the KPFT General Manager report. I believe Dwayne is here.
He was seen.
Yeah. Okay. So Dwayne is around. If somebody can get him, oh, hi Dwayne. You'll be ready. We'll be ready for you in a couple of minutes, and then what we'll do is. LaVarn will email that out to everybody. We'll get a chance to look at it, and she can field some questions in with the Finance Committee report. Okay? I think that's the best way to handle it. But go ahead. You can ask her your question, Leslie.
Thank you, Grace. I think there should be an easy one, LaVarn. What is our total FTE this year compared to last year? I know last year's board made some real serious cuts in FTE, and I was wondering where we stand on that, both as permanent hires and as interim hires.
I love that question. Let me tell you why I love it, because I ask that same question every year I was on the board. But I don't have it here on my report, so I can't tell you right now. But I can tell you when I look at my budget, because we will have it there. But that's the exact question, and that's what we wanted. So with the budget, we were able to incorporate the FTEs, because you need to know that.
Okay, thank you very much, LaVarn. If you can please mail that out to the board, and then we'll be asking you more questions when we get to the Finance Committee report on the agenda.